I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Okay, Anaheim in California means Disneyland, right? But the city also has one of the largest Arab-American communities in the U.S., and yet not that many people outside Anaheim seem to know that. That's why there's a push in Anaheim to recognize and promote that part of town. But as Josie Huang of KPCC reports, not everyone is on board.
16 million. That's about how many people trek to Anaheim to visit Disneyland every year. But few know about a different world just miles away. We're on Brookhurst Street, a long strip in Anaheim, and a hub for people from all over the Middle East. It's where you can go pray at the mosque or hit a hookah lounge. College students gather to smoke through water pipes. There's also shopping, with stores selling everything from fluffy pita bread to Middle Eastern desserts.
Okay, so this is the Mecca of all food.
That's Raida Hamida. She takes me down the halal meat aisle.
You have very acquired tastes like lamb tongue, kidneys. I know they have brains here. Oh, here it is.
Every part of the lamb is used.
Yes, nothing is wasted.
Hamida was born in the U.S. Her parents are Palestinian immigrants. And as a kid in the 80s, she saw people from places like Jordan, Egypt, and Syria settle in this part of Anaheim, opening shops and restaurants and eventually turning it into one of the largest Arab-American communities in the U.S., or as people here nickname it, Little Arabia. Hamida says now it's time to get that name formally recognized.
We want to share our culture. We want to celebrate our culture with everyone that lives here.
This is not a ghetto that we're creating.
Community activist Rashad Al-Dabag has teamed up with Hamida to push for the official designation.
We want to make sure that the Arab Americans here are integrated and also that other residents see us as part of Anaheim. We're their neighbors.
Al-Dabag says carving out a sharper identity for the community would benefit all businesses in the area, not just Arab-owned ones.
When you're driving on a freeway and you see a sign that says Little Arabia, you know, that attracts more people, that attracts more attention.
The idea seems to be getting traction with city leaders. In a recent speech, Anaheim's Mayor Tom Tate said he wants to market the area.
Whether you're stopping by the olive tree for delicious lamb or picking up some baklava at Papa Hassan's, Little Arabia gives visitors a different experience than a typical convention city.
California, the U.S., for that matter, is already home to many officially recognized ethnic enclaves. Your Koreatowns, Chinatowns, Little Italys. But not everyone in Anaheim supports a Little Arabia. Andre Beck is a retired engineer who's lived in Anaheim for 50 years. I met him after a neighborhood council meeting, and he's speaking out against the proposed name.
No one feels comfortable on Brookhurst in those businesses. They have their own way of doing things, and they kind of ignore you. And that's part of the problem we have. They just don't want to meld in with the community.
Beck says, why promote a part of town where he's never felt welcome himself?
We're a little concerned and a little bit afraid of what they might do if they get a hold of the community. And we don't want that. We want the community to stay the same.
Mita says she's heard this sentiment before.
And hearing that is very painful because, you know, we don't want anyone to be intimidated by us. We actually are afraid that people are going to be afraid of us.
To smooth relations, Hamida this month invited neighborhood leaders to lunch at a Lebanese restaurant with Arab-American business people and the mayor. She calls it the Shawarma Summit, a step toward building trust and friendships. Maybe one day, she says, an official Little Arabia will be something everyone supports. For The World, I'm Josie Huang, Anaheim, California.